Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, the 1-2. That's in the air left field. That's trouble. Jankowski back. And he finds a catch. Oh, my goodness, what a grab. He brings the game back.
It had to be something spectacular to start off the show with the Texas Rangers, and we got it last night. Good morning, Metroplex, the Thursday edition of Sean, RJ, and Bobby, live as always, 11th floor Odyssey Radio Tower.
God, don't tell us what floor.
Oh, don't give away our location. You ever think that when you walk out of the building one day, someone's waiting for you, a listener?
Yeah, no. I
probably think it more than you all do.
For Bobby.
Mr. Champlain. It's going to be like the end of the movie Talk Radio from Oliver Stone.
Good movie.
Never saw it.
Bad ending.
It was a good ending for the Texas Rangers as Travis Jankowski, one of, if not the catch of the year that is being played all over TV.
Great play. Great play. It's because the play itself stands on its own, but then the moment in the game,
yes,
because the game's over if it's another couple of inches. You know, it's a game of inches, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Sports is a game. It's life sometimes. Game of inches.
Yeah, inches more than other.
And this was a tremendous play because it wasn't even glove side. You know, I mean, he had to reach. It's not like he's a lefty where it's on his right hand. I mean, he had to reach to the other side. Just a tremendous play from Jankowski. And then you add the moment in. And now, granted, look, they're not. It's not like this is game 7 of the World Series. They're not going anywhere.
It is for them against Chicago.
But for them, yeah, this is like this is the only team that they could beat. That was just a big play. Hit him a big spot.
I walked in here. First thing Peyton said, he said it beats the Gary Matthews Jr. catch.
Trolling,
I still say no. But, I mean, given the moment, because, I mean, I think they lost that game. They were down like 10-1 when Gary Matthews made that catch.
I remember.
But this is pretty impressive because it's almost – like, he doesn't even get a chance to break stride. This is like in stride, climb up the wall, grab it, turn back around. And he played it super cool. Like, they cut to him back in the outfield, and he's still just, like, looking super like, yeah, well, big deal. This is what I do.
My man Kenny Powers is not looking like a great acquisition.
Oh, no.
Not at all. The mustache is not even saving bringing him on over here to help in the bullpen. He offered afterwards to buy Jankowski a steak dinner. He's like, nah, man, just a hug. Just a hug is all I need. As the Rangers get help from Corey Seager and Wyatt Langford in order to complete the doubleheader sweep of the White Sox, they're 9 games back in the American League West and 10 games back in the wild card.
Man, that 9 games back, they're getting close, Bob. They're getting close.
Too bad Yordan hit 3 home runs against the Phillies. The Astros beat filthy 10-0.
Philly is the fans are. They had a little bit of a panic in Philadelphia. They kind of trying to right the ship a little bit, but fans a little bit panicking in Philly. But Yordan's a beast. But 9 games, hey, still doable.
It was a laser from Wyatt. That home run he hit yesterday was just an absolute rocket. And it was good because that was the first one, Sean, in 10 days. Took 10 days for us to get another home run from somebody not named Corey Seager, but somebody finally did it.
That's bad.
Well, this focus was all about Jack Leiter for me. A 30-pitch first inning, settled down a little bit, but he ends up going 4 with 6 hits, 2 earned, 2 strikeouts, excuse me, 2 walks and 4 strikeouts. The fastball reached 99.5. What did you think of Leiter, who Bruce Bochy, again afterwards, was talking about being a little bit amped up?
He was amped up because he was high with a lot of his pitches in the first inning. When you have a 30-pitch inning.
Like Trey Lance.
Yeah, right. No.
He had the Lanceys.
He did. He had the Lanceys. He was a little high. And he's really got to stay out of fastball counts because it is evident that that's what players wait for with him. You know, now he was able to get some swings and misses on his fastball, but when it's a fastball count, when it's 2-0 or 3-1, I mean, that's a terrible spot for a pitcher to be in the major leagues. And he found himself in some of that. And, you know, you see, I think it was Benintendi ripped the double on the fastball. There was, some hard hit balls off the fastball. That's just his pitch that he has to stay away from. Even though it's a good pitch, he just has to be able to stay away from fastball counts.
It's, you know, it. I understand it sounds like such a consolation prize. It sounds like you're, whenever anybody says this, I'm always like, what are you not saying when this is the headline for you? But he deserves credit for battling. I know people hate that word of just like, well, he battled. You know, he toughed it out. But he does. I think that's important for him because he's shown in his other starts it was really tough for him to battle through adversity. And he did that. He was not great yesterday, but he didn't let it break him. And it's broken him other times. And so I feel a little bit better about that. He's still very wild. Threw a wild pitch yesterday, had a couple walks. He's had the issues when he's come up of hitting batters or throwing wild pitches. So you definitely see, like, he's got to control his emotions because they can get out of hand sometimes.
If you were to ask, like, ask a pitcher and, you know, ask Baskin, he'll tell you, like, you can throw any pitch in any count if it's in the right spot. And when you're amped up like that, one of the first things you might lose is a little bit of command. And that creates pitches in spots that you don't intend them to be in, and you'll find a bat.
But the most exciting thing pitching-wise is happening now in AAA with the debut last night that Bobby was tracking as well of Kumar Rocker. 5 innings, no runs, 1 hit, 10 strikeouts, no walks in 67 pitches. Are you kidding me? He generated 11 whiffs on his slider and averaged 98 on the fastball, according to MLB Pipeline. The hype is here for Rocker.
Yeah, let's just get him here. Get him here. Let him have an inning. Let him have 2 innings. Let him have a start. Let him have 2 starts. I want to see this.
He looks like he's going to be everything that you thought he was going to be after, what, his sophomore season at Vanderbilt?
Yeah, because he went downhill a little bit.
He had
at Vandy.
Yeah, because he had peaked at Vandy early in his career there, and then it was by his junior season or whatever it was that people were lower on him, and that's why his stock had tanked. If you would have taken Kumar Rocker 3rd overall 2 years before you did, everybody would have been like, oh, great pick. Yeah. Kumar Rocker's a super stud. But the shine had kind of come off of him a little bit. Him bouncing back this way from the Tommy John surgery, though, is super impressive. Alex Friedman, the play-by-play guy for the Oklahoma City, whatever they are up there, the AAA affiliate there for the
Red
Dodgers.
Hawks.
Yeah, he had tweeted and said, I don't typically tweet about opposing players, but holy smokes, Kumar Rocker was something else in his AAA debut tonight.
And this guy looks the part. For as like small and petite as Jack Leiter looks, Kumar Rocker is none of that. This boy's a hoss. He is a big boy out there. He thick. He's tall out there. He's looks imposing, and he looks like a monster, and the slider was working.
Already the best rocker pitcher that the Rangers have ever had, I think we can safely say. He's surpassed Jeff.
Look at him. Does that look like a Triple-A prospect? Look at that. Look at that face. A monster. That's a man.
He looks like, if the Cowboys need a linebacker, they could call him.
So you're getting all the stars, all the ones that you want in play yesterday. Seager, Lankford. We're sitting there talking about Leiter, Rocker, but Travis Jankowski steals the entire day with the thrilling catch last night.
Stole the ball and the day there. By the way, I was about to say, when I made the reference, this just clicked for me. You know what Kumar Rocker's tie is to the NFL? He's 6'5", 245.
It's his dad, right?
It's kind of surprised that he didn't end up in the NFL. His dad is the defensive line coach for the Eagles.
He is?
Mm-hmm. Tracy Rocker.
Well done. Eagles insider Bobby Belt.
That's what I do, man.
We're live.
I got to update Wikipedia.
We're live on the Fan Camp Twitch and YouTube. It doesn't have it on there.
It says Tennessee.
Oh, no, he's Tennessee now. That's right. He got switched over to Tennessee.
Oh, you got to update Bobby's Wikipedia.
See, this is why I'm not the Eagles insider. Bobbapedia.
877-881-1053 to hit us up on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. 877-881-1053. Got another big show for you today. A Texas Rangers ticket giveaway at 720 with the commercial-free expressway. We will have the Neighborhood Watch. We'll have the payload coming up in about 30 minutes. Pat Doney, NBC5 with the patented. High school football preview, and then Armin Kentayan gets us ready for the college football season at 9, along with Nick Harris at 9:20.
I just want Armin to come out with a book on Dion in Colorado right now.
Him and Feinbaum going back and forth.
Man.
Colorado plays tonight.
They play tonight. Most bet game of the first week.
Really?
Because everybody's betting against Dion, right? And that program that they built.
Who are they facing and what's the spread?
It's they're playing, get the spread, Bobby. They're playing North Dakota State.
It's
9.5. Yeah.
For North Dakota?
I didn't bet the game, obviously. Uh-oh. But it is the first most bet fading the public an early week kind of game. But it's the most bet game right now.
Pepe, are you getting the betting itch starting off with college football?
College football has not been polite to me over the last couple of years. I don't know. You know, I think I have to go with the parlays usually in college football, which I know no one likes parlays, but that's the only way I can really win any money is get parlays going on Saturdays.
So according to BetMGM, it is the most bet game in terms of tickets, most bet game in terms of money. It is the most bet over. The over is 59.5. Most bet over game in terms of tickets. And the most bet... underdog to win is North Dakota State as well.
So the Jankowski catch is going to be all over television all day long. That's probably the extent of the baseball that they're going to be talking. And a prime example of that, and the reason why, is Stephen A. Smith yesterday.
On First Take, and it was Wednesday, right? So that's the day they have Russo on. Yeah. So that's the one day of the week they will talk baseball. So they were discussing... who's having the better year? Aaron Judge, who is like hitting like 335-ish with, you know, on pace for 63 or so home runs, or Shohei Ohtani, who is already a 40-40 guy, fastest ever to 40-40, 40 home runs, 40 stolen bases, and is about to be the first guy to have 50-50. And Stephen A. Smith...
I may be teammates with his dog soon after what happened last night. What an awesome, cute moment, Bobby, as we finally got the name of Shohei's dog. We got it verified.
It wasn't Dodger.
It's Decoy.
Decoy. Just like Shohei is a decoy.
Now, how is that going to give something
away? Handicapped dog.
How is that going to give something away?
What I don't know.
What was that? Was that handicapped?
Handicapped dog.
Oh, is that Spittle?
Yeah.
His dog is handicapped.
His dog is
got the best parking everywhere.
You know what? It doesn't give anything. It doesn't give anything away.
Could you imagine if you had handicapped parking just because your dog?
They'll make it one day. The dogs probably have their own spots.
They probably would.
Yeah.
They probably would.
They can get closer to the grocery store than I can.
No, the name doesn't give anything away. He is just a psycho egomaniac. You don't ask me about my dog's name. Yeah. Don't you dare ask me.
So this is Stephen A. And in this 28 seconds, they basically explain why they never and should never talk baseball.
On the verge of becoming a 50-50 player. By the way, they have game better than the New York Yankees. We can't ignore that. And then we want to give Aaron Judge credit, and he deserves it because a 465 on base percentage is lethal. It's phenomenal, no doubt about it. But you do got Juan Soto batting up behind you. You understand what I'm saying? They can't get around you a little bit. So, I mean, they got to pitch to the brother. You understand what I'm saying? Because you got Soto waiting in the wings. So all of those things facilitate Aaron Judge being who he is.
Soto bats ahead of Judge. Stephen A. says he's a Yankee fan. He would know that.
Like, so you can tell when someone sounds uncomfortable talking the subject matter. One of Stephen A.'s tells is just throwing out all these statistics. And then he's talking way too fast. He's like Bobby out there.
Yeah.
And he's just stumbling and bumbling over his statistics. And someone's telling him what is a good on base.
Right.
Okay, 465. Is that good slugging? Is that good? He's a 465 and then a 637. And then he's sitting there with 50 home runs and they're a half game up. And you're throwing out all these stats to make it sound like, but we know.
We know. We know. And like, if you want to say that Shohei's having a better year, I'm not going to argue with that. I mean, they're both having all-time great years. Like, that's just, that's I'm not going to argue that one. But
it's not, that's not close though.
Like,
if you
really
look at what they're doing at the plate, it's really not close. It's Judge.
Yeah. Like, Judge is like weighted runs created is like the fifth best season in league history. It's like, it's really not, but I'm not going to argue. If you value the stolen bases higher, I won't fight you on it. I disagree, but I wouldn't fight you on it. But like, you know, Soto doesn't bat behind Judge, bats ahead of him. And like Shohei gets Mookie Betts behind him and it's just totally different.
I'm dead serious. He knew exactly where Soto hits in the lineup, I think. Not because he knows baseball, because he was prepped for the segment. I don't think he knows what behind or ahead means in the lineup. I think he just doesn't know what that means.
Well, do we know what Jerry Jones means when he was talking about Dak yesterday? The first sentence he gave while talking to the media, I was like, oh, there it is. My theory of them being undecided about Prescott is actually true. But then did Jerry admit it's not actually Dak, it's us. We take you inside the Star with the Cowboys practice squad set as well. The 6 o'clock club is up and going strong with the Thursday edition of Sean and RJ right here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yes, let us. Good morning, Metroplex. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club, our best audience of the entire show. Props to the Tuolos, who I guess Tolo Chris had said I had angered over the past couple days because I was just giving YouTube shout-outs to, like, David Sullivan and Brian Anderson and Kid Cowboy and Alejandro and Dylan, but thanks to the Tuolos as well. It's amazing the different outlets that either like or dislike you, like the Fantex, Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, YouTube.
Yeah.
It's like all different. It
all
seems
different.
Like.
Like they all love me, but like there's a no. The text does not like me very much.
Absolutely not.
So it's very intense. It's very split. There's either people who really love me on there or really hate me, like you guys.
So
we're not really split.
The Cowboys with some additional roster tinkering, adding to the practice squad with Carl Lawson, Jaylen Cropper, Malik Davis, Princeton Fant, Josh Ball, Kamon Hall, and Dalvin Cook, as the news broke yesterday at 9:40, also expected to join that group on the practice squad. The Cowboys have put two players on waivers. Secondary got claimed. Eric Wood by the Kansas City Chiefs.
Eric Scott,
by Kansas City, and Julius Wood by the Tennessee Titans. The Cowboys were not awarded any players on waivers.
Yeah, and then they lose, not on a waiver claim, just decided not to re-sign here, Justin Rogers, your seventh-round pick who you released, who I thought played pretty well overall. I just don't think they had a roster spot for him, but he decided to sign with the Cincinnati Bengals practice squad, and so Cowboys lose really three guys, and I know there was a lot of people that were upset that Julius Wood is gone. Brian brought us. It's so funny. Brian, the old scout in him, comes out where he's like, just heartbroken over like guy 55 not being here or something like that. Where
invested.
It's a little
That's how he'll feel when Trey is one day no longer here.
Yeah, he'll feel dug in on Trey Lance. But I mean, Wood is the guy that probably they were most upset with, I would guess, and not even upset, but that they just felt like, all right, that was the guy we would have liked to have had here. He played well enough to be one of our 53 guys. The room was just full. The numbers didn't work out, and so they hoped they could get him to the practice squad, but unable to. He had played pretty well at East Carolina. I mean, that's a Division I program. That's an FBS program. It's not like it's a small HBCU or D2 or D3 or anything like that. He had played against that high-level competition, just didn't get drafted, and then played really well in the preseason. And so Tennessee clearly had a good enough grade on him that they said, all right, gamble on him because he showed it in the preseason.
All right, there were two things that I thought jumped out that we needed to try and decipher from Jerry Jones yesterday talking about Dak Prescott's deal. I guess, you know, we can start off with five, Pepe. Now that you got CD done, they had a little hug yesterday that Nick Eatman captured on his iPhone. It wasn't that great of a video, so I'm assuming it wasn't Bobby's phone.
No. Damn right.
But now that you got the CD deal done, has the urgency changed to get your quarterback locked up?
That hasn't changed. So we're continuing to, first of all of us focus on what's coming up here in the next 10 days, 2 weeks, opening game. And that takes priority over anything. Lamb wasn't here. Dak is here. So we have really no more to do in those significant things that we talk about every time we meet. To have this season on go by opening day. So it'll remain like it's been.
Okay, so that's the urgency buzzword that I'm sure the media tried to catch him with after the urgency mistake with CeeDee Lamb. But here's the comment I really want to focus on. There's two parts of this. It's, have we already seen enough to know about Dak? And then this contract hold up, it's not anything about him. It's all about us.
You could easily say, if you hadn't seen it by now, you haven't seen it. And so I'm such a fan of Dax.
Stop it right there. It's...
You know what? If you haven't seen it by now, you just haven't seen it. That's what I say about Bigfoot every day. I haven't seen it by now. I just haven't seen it.
Bobby, is there any other way to take that other than like a subtle shot of, look, we still might be. My theory has been that this is the second time they're trying to judge him and ultimately figure him out. They may well have it in their offices on a board. NFC championship game or he's not the guy. Like, it may just simply boil down to that. We're going to move on and we're fine with paying 70, but we have to see playoff advancement first. Is there any other way to take that little clip differently than a little subtle, not positive?
No, I mean, it's, look, whenever they talk about any player who's up for a contract or anybody they're negotiating with publicly, they talk about it like they're talking to a car dealer about the used car, like, this fender's a little, isn't this a little scratched up over here? Like, when was the last time the timing belt was changed? I don't want to have to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, there's all
the
these
timing
things.
Belt a thing?
Yeah, the time belt's a thing. Yeah.
I don't know if it still is, but it used to be. I don't,
no, the timing chain is no longer.
Timing chain
really.
Is no longer. I used to have a big problem with the belt.
Yeah. And so they're always trying to knock value off publicly, but there's a little bit of. Broadus had said that when they had Mike Sando on from The Athletic the other day, that he had asked him, he said, you know, I saw you were out at training camp and that you got a chance to talk to some people. Did you get anything interesting out there while you're out there? And Sando had said, you know, we were just there for kind of the quarterback tiers list and doing some different things. And he goes, I'll say this though, I guess. I don't think that if there's a divorce between the Cowboys and Dak Prescott, I think both sides would be at peace with it.
Oh.
And it's like, I think there's definitely they love each other. It's a little bit like a couple that
we're not in love.
Yeah, it's like, it's like, man, I love you. I love what you've meant to my life. But maybe there reaches a point where you say, we're ready to move on.
I think that it's you're in such a brutal spot as an organization. Like, you do really want to go down that road? Like, do you really? How much is relevance important to you?
For them, it's number one.
Then they won't get rid of them. Like, if, because, like,
they're relevant regardless.
They are. But, like, I'm going through this.
They're not going to be as relevant if they don't have a quarterback of Dak Prescott's stature.
If they're 5-11, they're not as relevant. They're still on TV.
That's what I mean.
But they're not relevant.
They'd be relevant, like, for this year with the fall and the crumble. But if you get a quarterback, I mean, they're going to be relevant, but they're not going to be as relevant. Dak Prescott is a polarizing figure. You could argue any Cowboy quarterback is, but post Aikman, I mean, I wasn't here during that time. Would they be leading every SportsCenter First Take show with that run of quarterbacks that they went on if it was today?
They would be leading it from the, you know, how bad is it? What are they going to do? That, but they wouldn't be like every day with the Dak Prescott stuff, because Dak is a polarizing, you know what I mean? Like, it would be different because when it's five quarterbacks a year, you can't dig in on a storyline.
Yeah.
No. It's just a little bit more. It'd be different. They'd still be like talked about, but. I'm talking about relevance, like within like the contracts of like, hey, you're relevant to the league from a championship or playoff standpoint.
Let me amend it. If they had like a high profile replacement or a big draft name,
yeah,
it still would.
Still.
If they got if they plugged in Sam Darnold or someone else like that caliber for a year or two, it would tone down.
I don't know, because like I think if you're talking about in this day and age, they're still 6 a.m. we're turning it on and it's da-na-na, like 20 years ago, it's Carter conundrum when they're trying to figure out if Quincy Carter or Chad Hutchinson's starting. Like, that's what they would lead with because that's what they talk about.
Here's the entire clip from Jerry.
You could easily say, if you hadn't seen it by now, you haven't seen it. And so I'm such a fan of Dax and appreciate all of the great things that we all know that he's there. And I appreciate his work ethic probably more than anything out here. And I can't tell you how proud I am that we've got him this year to start this campaign. Needing to see, I just gave an explanation of where, when you look at a situation, you've also got to weigh, okay, what are the consequences of the other side of the coin? And so Dak's situation right now, for me, from my mirror, has more to do with our situation than it does with the merits of Dak Prescott being quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And that's the most important thing right there. That is why Dak has said over this process, yeah, we've been in contact. Yeah, we're kind of all good. You know, it didn't seem to be that much animosity because our thought was they were telling him, look, we want to sign you. We're just trying to figure out the money. We're trying to figure out how to organize everything. We're trying to figure out how to pay Micah and Lamb and you. It's going to happen. We just got to figure out how to do it. That's what I'm taking, and that is a positive for Dak if he wants to stay here.
Yeah, look, he's I think they are at a point where both of them are kind of like, you know, let go and let God. Whatever happens, happens. Whatever is destiny will happen. And I think both sides are you know, okay with that. I think they would prefer probably, if you're asking about a slight preference, Dak would probably prefer not to go somewhere else. Just figure things out here, make it work. The Cowboys would probably prefer not to hit reset on quarterback. But I don't think either of them view it as big a problem as they did 4 years ago, the last time they negotiated.
Let's talk about the new running back. What did Jerry see in wanting to officially sign Dalvin Cook?
Well, Dalvin is someone that we all have an appreciation for his career. He gives us a chance to get in here and learn the system. He's initially on the practice squad. Gives us a chance to get in here and learn the system. We had hoped that as time went along in this offseason, that we'd have an opportunity to maybe look at a player like of his stature if the right circumstances came along. They came along. We're appreciative of that. We had the workout for him. He's in good shape. He'll get a lot more work, but he'll learn our system as he goes, and he could easily really help us out this year.
Yeah.
A lot of repeats there.
A little bit. you know, he's Zeke. He's Zeke right now. Uh-huh. Like, when you watch the tape back from last year, he looks like Zeke to me.
Doesn't have more burst?
Maybe slightly, but it's not much. He's not a pass protector. He's not a pass protector. He does not securely run with the ball. I don't know how much this moves the needle.
Is Peyton's girlfriend ready for football season? Peyton gets you ready for high school football. And my visit yesterday to the Peyton Russell Estates.
Oh, wow.
That's next in the payload here on Sean and RJ.
Okay, am I hearing this right? The morning show is letting Peyton Russell have his own segment?
I just don't get it. We've known Peyton for years. He's horrible on the mic. I mean, gathering the foreigners, this is going to be a train wreck.
Daddy does work, and Peyton just does board hopping.
That is right. It is the payload every Thursday at this time, but I think right now, all the attention goes to Sean Sharif, who, he's so tired of Sunnyvale already, he came to Rockwall yesterday to look at some new real estate. Sean, why were you in Rockwall?
I was in Rockwall to go to the Costco for party shopping.
Oh, baby!
So, took the baby out there with the wife, went to the Rockwall Costco, and then I had, while Peyton was supposed to be reading fan texts, he was texting me restaurant suggestions yesterday. Very detailed, very nice, but, you know, let's get the Tolo input first. And he's writing me all these different things. One of them was closed. The best looking one was that Italian one in Rowlett. And I was like, oh, my God.
That place is incredible. This you have to go for dinner time.
Fantastic, but I was like, let me just double check. They open at 4, so that wasn't going to work. RJ told me one of the ones is a chain I could just go to anywhere.
That's right.
I wanted to go to a local place. So I ended up following Peyton's advice. Very good. Very solid pick. And then Peyton's like, hey, if you have time, stop by the house. I'm just like 4 minutes from there. What? And I'm like, well, I'm not going to get the baby out, you know, and go in your house and all that crap. You don't want little annoying kids around anyway.
And you're boycotting Mackenzie.
Yes.
Until Sunday.
Well, we'll see.
If she shows up.
Yeah, if she shows up, you know, she may have to, what, clean for your for Thanksgiving.
Yes. Whoa.
She may have to get the house ready.
Do laundry. Get the house ready for Labor Day weekend.
That's right. So I said, well, send me the address because I want to come by and see the house anyway. And I'm heading on over there. And I enter the neighborhood. And I was like, oh.
A little fancy.
Very fancy. Very nice neighborhood. There's not a gate, but a very impressive brick house. very, very impressive. And then he lets me, I know he's rolling deep because he told me that Colby Tolbert from Tolbert Garage Door lives in the same neighborhood. Colby has Mavs season tickets like in the fourth row of every daggone sporting event in the Metroplex, does a phenomenal job with the Garage Door business, and Pepe is in that same neighborhood. Wow. So I drove by, checked out the front. I wanted to, you know, see if I could see the yard in the back, but it was that wooden fence blocking off. So I had to do a Peyton drive-by yesterday.
Very nice. Did you see the water pooled up in the front? He texted me yesterday about a sprinkler that he's got popped.
Yeah, I need help. I had my dad come over after work last night to check it out. He said, yeah, I think the sprinkler's busted down there. Well, because they were putting internet in the whole neighborhood. Were digging up. And so it's been like this for a couple of weeks, but it hadn't gotten this bad. And now there's a puddle of water in just this one spot. And I'm like, man, if there's a pipe burst or something, my water bill is going to be triple the amount here in a few days when I get the bill.
Yeah, I was trying to find the house. I'm like, is it that one? Is it that one? I was looking for the Mustang. I was looking for that to be the tell.
In the garage.
It's in the garage.
It's a Camaro, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
That car doesn't go out in the sunlight.
The rally sport.
That's why I pick morning drive to drive at night.
That car does not make it out into the sunlight. So Pepe, very nice house. And good restaurant suggestion. Well, what was it? Wells? Was that it?
Wells, yes. Wells, in downtown Rockwell.
Wells Burgers.
Very nice.
They need to get the main menu. There's a different menu when you go up to the counter and order than the one that's on the big board. That's my only suggestion. They need to fix that.
Come on, Wells. Get together.
Come on. Let's go.
Sean's disappointed. Okay, so guys, look, a week from today, we finally get NFL football back. It's a real deal.
And the spider webs in the corners. Clean those up a little. It was a very nice room in the back. It's this nice wooden room. But yeah, we're sitting there back, you know, towards those windows. And I was like, all right, this looks like my garage a little bit.
Or somewhere we'd stay in Oxnard.
There goes the sponsor, Cody. Sorry. We don't get Wells Burgers.
Wrong insect. Sorry.
The food was good. The place was good.
Awesome. Okay, guys. So next week, NFL season finally kicks off. Now, for a lot of us married and taken men, our lives change for a little bit here, depending on who you're married to, who you're in a relationship with. Because for wives, man, it's difficult. You know, Saturdays and Sundays with college football and NFL, back-to-back days, the guys, you know, devoted time is to the TV, to the television, to the sports. So how does it change for y'all? You guys have been in this business for a while, so your wives, yeah, fiance, RJ, you know, have known this for a while about you. You have to watch the games. Sean, I'll start with you. Does Amanda understand, hey, this is your job? Your job is to watch the games, analyze it. You know, obviously, you have to watch everything. And she fine with it? Or is she like, hey, if the Cowboys aren't relevant, or if there's not really any big college football games on, can we go do something Saturday night, Sunday afternoon?
She knows Sunday's deal. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit nervous. Like, I got to get the baby out of baby phase so I can have clear sailing for the most part in the day. I am a little bit worried about handling my daughter. Since she's, you know, 4, 5, 6 months, that's what she's going to be throughout this football season. I'm not just going to be able to, like, go upstairs for 10 hours and not see either child.
Upstairs.
But she pretty much knows. Don't you have an upstairs?
Yeah, I do.
All right, well, shut up.
Well, I don't.
She pretty much knows what the deal is. And that's why I don't apply the same to Saturday. That's why Choppy's here. That's why Bobby is also here. Because Choppy is going to be in love with your college football Saturdays. Bobby's going to be scouting it up. So I still keep Saturday pretty much a family day until all I'm waiting for is the one big afternoon game and then the night game. And by that time, I'm not doing anything on a Saturday anyway. We're, you know, getting the kids down for bed. But she knows Sunday, red zone, that's my church right there.
Yeah, it's
and then, you know, Monday and Thursday.
So, like, Saturday, there's some Saturdays where you can slough off because sometimes the college slate is not great.
Yeah.
Then you have your holy day of obligations, right, on Saturdays, which are like October 19th, for example. You cannot do anything that day. There's so many good games. So you got a few of those. You know, for me, it's like it's all around baseball too with my kids, and because they play a lot of fall ball and what they have and what they have tournaments, like that takes up a large chunk. I can't tell you the amount of Cowboy games that I have to, like, either watch on my phone at the game or cord. So it doesn't change much unless there's baseball. Now, fortunately, my older one's old enough to where there's less baseball. They actually play less baseball as they get older. Go figure. You get to high school, you play less baseball. I don't know. That's the way it is. So it doesn't change tons because our weekends are generally booked anyway.
Tolo Steve sent me yesterday the contract that he was putting in front of his significant other to sign, of just like, hey, here are the days and times that I'm available during the football season starting August 31st. Mm. And which has become like a bit. You hand him over. Shout out to Tolo Steve, by the way, this morning having a bit of a heart procedure. So shout out to him. But no, Kristen's knows, like, I'm going to be taking up Sundays. Saturdays, half the time I'm on the road because we leave for the road city on Saturdays with the Cowboys. So those 8 Saturdays a year where I'm home, I get like one game live, and then I can watch another one back on Sunday leading up to the other. Like, I use Sunday to rewatch like another 1 or 2 college games that I missed. But live, I get one. On those 8 weekends, I get like one live game before it's like, all right, I got to be committed to like being here on this Saturday.
And is this your first or second NFL season or football season with McKenzie?
This is my first full season. Me and McKenzie were just in the talking stage this time last year, you know, through September and then to late October. So, you know, she didn't really have a say in what I did on the weekends here and there. You know, obviously, you know, I want to hang out with her, but, you know. College football and NFL took over as well. But it's a little easier for me because I'm working all the Cowboys games this year, so she knows I'll be back here. So that kind of gets me a little by. But, yeah, Saturdays, you know, with Texas up there and, you know, whatever squad I decide to root for. Which, by the way, in a couple weeks, I will be going to the UNT Texas Tech game in Lubbock, taking my first ever trip to Lubbock. And I will be repping the Mean Green, Sean. I already have my polo picked out.
I'm gonna
rep the alumni.
No tortillas for you?
No. Oh.
What a simp.
Don't what a like simp you please are. Don't anymore whenever we're talking Texas, don't refer to our 2 Longhorns fans, please. Yes. Because he's lost it.
I'm not going to the game for Tech, I'm going for the game for UNT.
Neither one of those are the University of Texas, though.
Well, he actually went to UNT.
I know,
but then the Texas, he's going to yeah. Lubbock, traveling again. He wore the Lubbock polo last year. I gotta give him a break on this one. He just told us he wasn't committed last year, so he was free to do whatever he wanted during the college football season. And with his free choice, he chose to wear the Texas Tech polo.
That was December. We were dating at that time, you know.
Guy who wears matching outfits, so you would endorse this.
Hey, that got way more praise than hate. Way more.
Soft society.
All right, look, so we talked about the NFL season, which Sean mentioned Red Zone, by the way, and then that means Scott Hansen is up, you know, for 7 hours of commercial-free football. Now, I found this audio clip early this morning, and I thought it was pretty interesting because, you know, a lot of us here, especially me, you know, I get recognized in public. People go, oh, it's Peyton for the payload, you know, and they want to chat it up. A lot of Tolos. Shout out the Tolos in Rockwall, by the way. Lots of them out there. And so this is Scott Hansen on a DraftKings podcast saying he was stopped at a grocery store to give his signature line to a fan.
I was at a grocery store one time. Putting the cart back, right? I'm one of those guys. I'm a good guy. Put the cart back.
Good.
Guy from like 2 or 3 parking spots over, right in the parking lot, goes, give it to me. Give it to me. And I look at him and I'm like, ha! 7 hours of commercial-free football start now. And he goes, yes! He didn't even say hi or anything. He got back into his car and went.
That's so cool. That would be like a Tolo going up to Sean and be like, all right, show me the hands, man. Let me see it. Let me see it.
It would not be like that. I thought he was saying, give me the cart. Give me that cart.
I don't know, especially like around Dallas. I don't know how comfortable I feel with someone, random person in a parking lot just coming up to me and screaming, give it to me.
Give it to me.
I don't know that I think, oh, yeah, my phrase. Yeah,
of course, absolutely.
And there was a Red Zone development yesterday.
There is a Red Zone development. This is on WFAN. Scott Hansen was on The Fan with our boy Mraz, and he said that there is a new little wrinkle to the NFL's schedule.
We had a Zoom with all the NFL executives in the offseason, kind of getting us ready for the regular season. And I was told that the schedule makers particularly brought up NFL Red Zone this year and said, we cannot have any 2-game late windows. Mm. So if you look through the schedule, which I've got it not memorized, but I've got it right in front of me, the lowest number we'll have in the late window is 3. Mm. And there are many games or many weeks that have 4 games or 5 games in the late window.
That's great.
So they did us a solid there. Yeah. A 2-game late window for Red Zone purposes is death.
So much better. This is the college football equivalent of the boring 11 a.m. games. Way too many times in the afternoon on an NFL Sunday with Red Zone, I'm just waiting for the night game.
Right. It's 1 or 2 games. and they're not always great.
It's the Cardinals and the Rams. And you're going, geez, please don't let this be what I'm watching.
I went through the 3 o'clock slate. Got a problem.
Not good? Got a problem? All right, finish up with your T-shirts.
T-shirts, that's right. So Channing Tatum out there, he said on Twitter, or Twitter got a hold of it, and said he buys a new T-shirt for an entire, he'd buy new T-shirts for an entire year just to avoid doing laundry. And I was like, okay, now he's got a lot of money, I get it, but is laundry that big of a deal? And what's something you guys would purchase if you had millions of dollars to avoid having to do with either maintenance or having to clean up? Because my first thing was like a car. Would you buy a car so you don't have to deal with tires or, like, you know, oil changes?
Just buy new cars instead of buying
every year.
Remember, he said he had a flat or something. He was just going to leave the car there, Bobby.
Bye.
Yeah.
I mean, I would do that. You know what? He did this, though. Like, I saw this. He told GQ this. He did this in 1999. Like, he wasn't even rich yet, and he was doing this.
Dude, find a wash and fold. Like I did in college.
Hire someone to do the laundry for you.
There's an age limit to this. Like, if you're rich at 20 years old, like an actor or athlete, you can do this at 20. Once you hit like 26, like just be kind of half an adult.
Okay, so what is it where you're like, I would throw this away. I'd throw this away and buy something new.
Golf balls. I wouldn't go look.
I'll go look for...
Yeah, like no, like
ones
like,
other people have hit.
Well, even like if I hit one like near the woods, like sometimes I'll go look for it. If I had unlimited golf balls, like screw it, wouldn't even go bother. Like in Michigan, we came back with like 100 extra golf balls. We just went through the woods looking for them.
Well,
and doing other things, and we found look a ball. Here's another one, honey. And that's what happened.
Bob, do you have one?
I mean, you guys would probably recommend undershirts. That'd be one of them. But I don't know. Probably something.
Yeah, we need a GoFundMe for your undershirt. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Probably something as basic as like socks. Like just like
underwear.
Just basically have a new pair of socks each day. Dude. So it's like I'm never wearing them twice.
They always get lost. I mean, you cannot do a load of laundry and not have an extra sock.
A Texas Rangers ticket giveaway, the Neighborhood Watch, and Pat Doney previews high school football in the great state of Texas all around the corner with the Thursday edition of Sean and RJ.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.